Angelica's still mad about the crayons, do you?
Nah, she probably forgot it all about them. And besides, you only ate two of them.
Hey there, bro. Come on in. How's my favorite little niece?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Bet you're looking forward to playing with your little friends, huh?
Of course, Uncle Stu. I love playing with the babies.
What a great little girl.
Isn't she? Okay, Cupcake, Daddy and Uncle Stu have something very important to watch on TV, so you be a good girl and play nicely.
Of course, Daddy.
Boy, it's raining cats and dogs out there.
Did you hear that?
It's raining cats and dogs.
I don't see any cats or dogs, just water.
It's just a splashin', you dummies. First I get stuck with you babies all afternoon, and now I have to stay inside because of this stupid rain.
Maybe we should find a nice game to play inside.
Like what? You wanna eat the rest of my crayons? How about hide and go peek?
That game's too scary. You have to be all by yourself when everybody hides.
Yeah, it's a stupid game. Wait a minute. Scary, huh? Yes, I think hide and go seek is exactly the right game. And I'll figure out who's gonna be the first hit. Now, up against the wall! Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And my mother says to pick the very best one, and you are not it. What do you know? You're it, Chucky.
I don't want to be it.
It was your idea to put this name.
Okay, I'm Kelly.
Wait a minute. You can still see us. Take off your eyes and turn around.
My eyes? But I can't take them off.
Then you don't get to play with us.
Come on, Chucky. It's just your extra eyes.
Okay. But only while I'm counting, because I don't like doing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 6, 8, 2, 3, 6, 8, 7, 3, 5, 10.
Chucky's trying to trick us.
Phil? Lil, is that you?
Shh.
Somebody help me! I can't see!
Well, I can see a little.
I wish I could see you. Spike, find Tommy. Spike, are you sure this is the right way? Tommy?
Hey, you guys.
Shh, you'll hear us.
Listen, Chucky's been gone a really long time. Maybe we should go find him.
But this is hide and go peek. He's supposed to find us.
Yeah, or else we're the peekers.
But guys, he might be in trouble.
Hey, where's Angelica?
She's probably still hiding.
We're gonna have to find her too.
Nah, let her find herself. Come on.
Slow down, Spike. Too bad you don't have these.
Chucky's eyes!
This is all that's left of our very bestest friend in the whole wide world, Charles Crandall Finster!
Huh?
Chucky!
Oh, did you see him?
No, told you. He's dead. Gone for good.
Does that mean we're never gonna see Chucky again?
Oh, no!
What's gonna happen to all his toys?
I wonder if I could have them.
I thought of it first.
Did not!
You're too...
Did not!
Hey, guys, he can't just disappear. We gotta keep looking.
Here, you babies can have these.
Spike, it's raining. Hey, we're outside, aren't we? Spike, we're not supposed to be outside. I don't think you're trying very hard to find Tommy. If you're not going to help me, I'm just going to have to go find him myself. Tommy! Phil! There you are! You guys, you won't believe what happened! Well, remember when I took off my eyes to count to 10? Well, I couldn't see, and then things got scary, of course, and there were monsters.
Tommy, all we have are his eyes. How are we ever gonna find him?
Yeah, Tommy, I didn't think hide and go peek was this hard.
Wait a minute. We got Chucky's eyes, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if we wear Chucky's eyes, we could see the rest of them too.
Whoa.
This must be what Chucky sees. No wonder he's so scared.
So then I bumped right into a soft thing with four legs, and guess who it was?
Spike, yeah.
Tommy?
Well, Phil, don't you think that's great?
Tommy, I think you need a new diaper. You're not, Tommy! Oh, it's no use. I'll never find anyone without my eyes. Do you see him yet?
I think so.
Over there!
I don't see him.
Of course not. We don't have the right eyes.
Hey, Chucky! Come down! It's us!
Tommy, that's a bag of vegetables.
It is?
I gotta find my eyes. I gotta find... Oh, no! My eyes! Now I'm never gonna see again!
Chucky crying.
Come on.
Chucky! Tommy? Tommy! Chucky!
Chucky, we thought you were lost forever.
Yeah, put these on.
My eyes, I can see.
Me too.
I thought they were broke. I stepped made him go crunch.
How do you see with those eyes anyway? When I put it in mine, I thought you were a bag of vegetables.
I thought you were a bush.
Those eyes made me feel real dizzy, like when you spin around in circles.
Like this?
Yeah, they make you feel kind of like throwing up.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. I wonder why they didn't make Angelica sick.
Hey, you look a little sick.
Oh, no! All over my new sweater!
Come on, let's clean this up.
Hey, Chucky.
Yeah?
If Angelica had your eyes on the whole time, then what were those eyes you stepped on and broke?
Oh, You see my glasses?
Kitty?
Doesn't look like any kitty I ever saw.
How'd the skunk hunt go, boys?
Not so good.
These two panicked is what happened. Pure and simple fear. It wasn't a pretty sight, deed, let me tell
you. What are you talking about? You turned and ran with the rest of us.
Sure I did. What do you think I am, crazy? Fear is one of our basic survival strategies, you know.
Right, Pop.
I don't know why you're so intent on catching that skunk. After all, it's got as much right to be here as we do.
It's a menace, that's why. Why, I remember back in 1906. My brother Sparky and I had just left the house.
Hey, Chucky, what's a menace?
I don't know. What's a skunk?
Whatever it is, I think we just saw one.
He looked kind of nice, like a stuffed animal that moves.
Come on, let's go play with him.
Took the better part of 3 days. Listen, I'm telling you, skunks are no laughing matter. They can get into your rutabagas and cause no end of trouble.
But, Pop, we don't have any rutabagas.
Not anymore, you don't.
My ball.
Your ball? What's it doing out in the nighttime?
I don't think that's a skunk either. Now, if you were a skunk, where would you hide?
Hey, remember? It went under there.
Yeah, you're right, Chucky. Let's go in there and find it.
I'm not going into that bush, Tommy. If this was a daytime bush, I might go in there. I might. But a nighttime bush, You can say whatever you want, Tommy. I don't care.
It's okay, Chucky. I'll go in.
Tommy, you never get scared. Wait, you don't have to go, Tommy. Don't go if you don't want.
I know, but I'm going.
Really, Tommy, you don't have to, really. Tommy, are you okay? What do I do? What do I do? I can't go in there. It's scary in there. So I'll stay out here. But it's scary out here, too. And what if he never comes out?
Tommy! Sharky! What are you doing out?
You.
And then I heard this sound like I never heard in my life. It was awful.
Was it the skunk?
Nah, it was Chucky. So I got out of that old bush as fast as I could, but it was too late.
You mean? Yup, Chucky got skunked.
Everything, Dee Dee. The skunk smell just won't come off.
Don't worry, Charles. We'll figure something out.
Chucky, it's okay. Everything's gonna be just fine, honey. We all love you very much, and we're gonna make sure you get all better right away.
I think he'd be happier over here. Now come with me, Chaz. Let's go figure out what to do about your son.
Chucky, ew!
What is it, Tommy? It's the skunk. It's
It's okay. You don't have to come any closer.
I like it. I want to get skunked, too.
No, you don't. Believe me. This is the most terriblest thing that's ever happened. Nobody wants to be around me. Even I don't want to be around me.
How long do you have to stay skunked?
That's the worstest part. I don't know if I'm ever going to get to be unskunked.
It's hopeless. Our house is never going to smell right again.
Never did smell all that great, if you ask me.
How about a tomato juice bath?
Tried it. The tub's permanently stained and Chucky still stinks.
Actually, I heard somewhere it's better to use tomato paste.
Tried it. Totally gunked up the drain. No effect on Chucky.
How about just a good scrubbing with soap and water?
Tried it. 6 times. Chucky's skin started to come off, but the skunk smell was just as strong as ever.
Well, there's one surefire remedy for skunk stunk. Come on, Stu, Chaz. We gotta get us some shovels.
Shovels?
Well, it's all over. I guess they're just gonna bury me. They're probably just making you a hole to live in.
Sorry you have to live outside.
Yeah, sorry. We'll bring you food.
It's the mud bath for you, little fella.
Are you sure this is going to work, Pop?
Guaranteed. It's an old shaker remedy, and I never met a shaker yet who smelled like a skunk.
Neat. How long do we leave him in there?
3 days ought to be fine. Maybe a week to be on the safe side.
A week?
All right, all right. How about 20 minutes? Look at him, good as new.
Well, Pop, I gotta hand it to you. Looks like this time you...
He's still skunked.
I don't understand it. I'm gonna have a word with those shakers.
Now what are we gonna do?
Well, I remember what we did with Sparky. Just put him up on top of the hay wagon and rode him around until he got ventilated, so to speak. We could just tie Chucky to the hood of the car and... Well, if you're all so darn smart, what do you propose to do?
Ooh, this one's potent.
I don't know, Stu.
Doesn't smell like a skunk, that's for sure.
Oh, Stu! That was Mom and Dad. They're bringing over a pot of borscht for dinner.
Borscht, huh? I sure love that cold meat soup.
Stu, what have you done? This is my eau de joie perfume, $150 an ounce.
Well, it worked.
No, it didn't. Now he just smells like a skunk who's getting ready for a hot date.
Won't anything work on this kid?
Well, I guess this is it. Maybe there's an island I can go where everybody stinks.
Borscht.
It tastes like glue. But what can I say? I've been eating it for 60 years. Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay, what's that smell?
Shh, Boris, I told you not to make any more remarks about Didi's housekeeping.
What about my housekeeping, Dad?
Actually, it's Chucky. He had a little encounter with a skunk, and we can't seem to get rid of the smell.
So he stinks. Children are supposed to stink. It's the way of the world. In the whole country, we grew up sleeping with the goats. You think we didn't stink a little?
Don't listen to him. He actually came from a very well-to-do family. He wouldn't know a goat if it bit him.
There's an old Russian remedy for skunk. Come with me.
Those grown-ups are never gonna get Chucky unskunked. If we want the old Chucky back, we gotta do something ourselves.
Do we want the old Chucky back?
Of course we do, Lillian.
Listen, I got a plan. Come here, Chucky.
No, it's in that pot. It's your grandma's porch.
Yep, my daddy says it could clean a grease spot off the driveway. So, if we could just give you a bath in the porch...
You wouldn't have any more grease spots.
No, Philip, it wouldn't smell like a skunk no more.
A bath in the porch?
What's the matter, Chucky? You scared?
Scared? Sure, I'm scared. I'm always scared. I'm always gonna be scared. But there's one thing I'm not gonna always be, and that's skunked. So stand back. I'm getting after that soup.
What were you doing? Hey, hey, the smell. It's gone.
Wow, you're right. Chucky doesn't smell like a skunk anymore.
That's amazing.
Looks like we won't be having my borscht after all.
Great. I'll go pick up a couple of pizzas. Come on, Chaz. You want to come?
Sure.
Boris, get me some towels and we'll get these kids cleaned up. Tastes even better than usual.
Chucky, it's great. You're not skunked anymore.
Yeah, I guess I don't have to go to an island after all.
Glad that's over.